Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we're going to go do some spying. I'm so excited. I'll go ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy Frost, on. Hey, Miss Amy, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm okay, but I'm having a hard time talking. I have a mask on.
Oh, I know. Those things are just, they're so much fun, but yeah, you know. you want to just relax and just chill out. Let the conversation
exactly.
be happening.
I need to go get my bunny slippers.
Yeah, get your bunny slippers on. That's good. And then we're going to go ahead and introduce our special guest chef in the house, Miss Christine. How are you tonight?
Hi. I am doing great. Hi. Thank you for asking.
Do you have your mask on too?
Not right now. No. I have a, yeah. I have my slippers on though.
I guess like so many masks
on.
Going on here. Oh my gosh, yeah. Amy, I would love for you to put your slippers on and give me that comfy chair, have something nice and comfy to drink, all that good stuff. Or just it's all about self care and just giving ourselves a little break. It's all good. So Amy, I would love for you to talk a little bit about how you met this lovely lady.
Goodness sakes. I was at the pop-up marketplace Las Vegas for our dear friend Sharon, who's the mother of, and she had one of the booths, and she did that by just kind of hunting it down and calling Sharon and being part of it. I mean, I love a lot of things about Christine, but one of the things I really appreciate is that she really goes and makes things happen. She doesn't wait for opportunities. And so I met her. I loved what she's doing in terms of her business and her life, and I want her to share about that. And we had a really great conversation about, you know, being in business and dealing with the stress, which we all have in one way or another. And I've tried her products, and I absolutely love them. And I'm adopting her. There you go.
Oh, she's adopting her. Okay, now she's got a new little baby sister. That is good. And she's going to get a facial. That's good. Okay, good. So, Christine, you want to talk about...
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you get started? Her company's called Juniper and You, and that's YU. Mm-hmm. And how did you really, you know, how did you come to create that?
So, I guess before I even answer that, I guess I'll just kind of quickly explain what Juniper and You is. It's a clean beauty and wellness e-shop, and it's largely inspired by the traditional beauty rituals and healing practices of Asia and the Far East. And I consciously curate non-toxic, sustainable, and ethically made products that help really, you know, to help to really nourish the mind, body, and soul. So my job is to really help take your senses on an invigorating journey across the world to experience beauty at its finest. So that's a little bit about Juniper and You. And what really inspired me to start this company was I've always had such a deep passion and appreciation for holistic beauty and wellness. And it really played a tremendous role in my journey to better living. And growing up as a Korean American, traditional Korean and Chinese medicine played a huge part of my life, and it still is today. And so my cultural roots and personal experiences is basically what inspired me to create this business. And when I began working in the corporate world before all of this, all I remember is just trying to survive the day. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate. I was just really stressed out, and I didn't love what I was doing at all. I absolutely hated corporate life, and anybody who was close to me knew that. And so, you know, for somebody like me who has a really creative mind, and my, you know, the word that I really like to use a lot to describe me is my, you know, multi-passionate personality, just wasn't having it at all. So it really ate at my health and well-being every single day. And I remember sitting on the metro going into work, and I would just literally cry on the metro, and people would be staring at me and ask me if I'm okay, but I just couldn't. I was just bawling on the metro, and It was that bad. So, and, you know, because all of that was just eating at me, I began to get really ill, and going in and out of the hospital was definitely not fun. And that's when I realized that something big had to change. So I had to make a major lifestyle change in terms of the foods I ate, the products I used, the choices I made, and I had to incorporate more wellness practices to really heal. So I guess the biggest philosophy of mine is, you know, beauty isn't just about having beautiful skin. It's really about taking care of your inner being, your inner self. So when you're really healthy and balanced in the inside, you can really start to look and feel amazing on the outside. And so that's really, it's a lot to teach him, but that's the stages and you know, basically the whole story that that really inspired me to start my business and the stages that I had to go through to get to where I am now.
That sounds so great. Amy, you want to jump in here?
Well, and I love the idea of her being a curator. I love when she says she's a multi-passionate person. I mean, that is, you know, how exciting is that? Because like, this is who I am. How do I craft a life around that? And until finding your way, and I'm so proud of you. And we had a women's group that Robin was part of, and you and I, and we're sitting in this circle, and that same feeling came up with so many of the women in the group, that they were stuck in their cubicles, feeling like they were in prison, and they weren't able to really be themselves. And you know, out of that birthed the taking a spa break in your cubicle. Not that you hadn't been doing that while you were in that cubicle situation that you were in, but there was this audible, oh, wow, in the circle of women about, wow, what if I had had that? What if I had made the time for that? Maybe I would have, you know, done better in that situation.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and have a great meditation, get ourselves all and get a little warm fuzzy going on, and I really invite Kristen to talk about, you know, once we're in that cubicle, just some of the different things that you can bring forth to bring yourself that a little bit of that spa break, you know, when you're sitting in your cubicle. So, Amy, you want to go ahead and get us set up for that? That would be awesome.
Absolutely. So I have always been using visualization since I was about 10 years old, when my bowling coach taught me how to do that. And I found that it worked really well for me being able to go to that still point. So I'm going to do a very short, quick visualization. And a meditation is more, you just kind of be with it. Visualization is more of a, can be more of a guided process or a visualization that you're doing. So I'm going to walk you through this and know that you can do this yourself. You can do get something on YouTube. And when we say visualization, it isn't necessarily that you see something. You might. I think it depends on your learning style. You may feel something emotionally or physically, smell something, hear something. So what I want you to know is you can't do this wrong, and to trust this process. So what we're going to do is first we're going to just start breathing. And so one of my favorite techniques I teach everybody is the 4-7-8 breath. So everybody going to breathe into 4. You're going to hold the 7. You're going to breathe out to 8. One more time, breathe into 4. Hold the 7. Breathe out to 8. Now, one more time, I want you to imagine being at work and feeling kind of stressed, and that you're going to move into this visualization with me. So nice deep breath in. Hold it. Breathe out. And now as you continue breathing, I want you to imagine that you're breathing in beautiful healing energy. It can be any color that it comes forward or no color. And as you breathe out, releasing any worries or tension or upset. As you continue breathing, you're feeling more calm and relaxed. You feel the tension drain out of your face. Breathe. Relax your chest and your arms, and let the tension drip out of your fingertips. Breathe. relax your belly and even give a sigh. Relax your legs and your feet. Allow any tension you have left to pour out of your feet and into the floor and go to Mother Earth. She'll take good care of it. Now, from this calm place, I want you to imagine yourself going to some place very peaceful. It could be the beach. You feel the ocean breeze. You smell the ocean. You hear the waves. You feel the sand in between your toes. It could be the mountains. You feel a calm environment. You smell the pine. You hear the birds singing. Go any place that you find peaceful and calming. And in that calm place, you know you can handle anything. And what you're going to do is just know that you can go back to this place anytime you want, no matter how much time. Can be 30 seconds, can be a minute, doesn't matter. Can be 5 minutes. But even just a few seconds is fine. So knowing that you can come back here, I want you to take a nice deep breath, wiggle your fingers and toes, even your little bunny creeper, see your little bunny's ears move, and I want you to take some nice deep breaths, feel awake and refreshed and ready to start our spa experience with Christine. All right, is everybody back from the beach or the mountains? Wherever you went?
Yes, I am.
And what I love about that, I mean, it doesn't take any time at all. And after, you know, you do that enough times, you can train yourself just when you start breathing that your body immediately goes to that space. Christine, do you do that now?
Oh, I think I need to do a better job to, you know, to practice that more. But I just love that you're able to share that with us today, because that's something that I feel like more people should really practice in their day-to-day lives, just with everybody having so much stress and tension. It's something that's such a helpful tool that I think, you know, and it's available to everyone, and it's so helpful. And I should definitely do it a lot more.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we can do that for each other. So let's make a pact, right? Whenever either of us need it, maybe we send a symbol of the beach, you know, something that reminds us of the beach or the mountains or whatever,
sure.
And that'll
sure.
be our cue, right, that we take the time to take those breaths and go to that space.
Yep, I agree.
Especially in our cubicles.
Yes. So with that, if you wanted me to kind of give
you some
ideas
about
the whole office. Sure.
Absolutely.
I'd be more than happy to. So, you know, work can actually be a really stressful place to be, especially if you really feel like, you know, you're stuck there and you're not enjoying what you're doing. And so when you work in a corporate desk job, especially you're confined in a cubicle or an office for 9 hours or more a day. So, So finding ways to make your day a little bit more manageable is something that we should all put into practice. And your workspace should be a place where you can find some of that joy and peace during, you know, those long work hours. So what helped me personally, you know, helped me to survive and get through the day was creating a space that really brought me joy. So for me, I enjoy skincare, and I enjoy things that smell really nice. So I always had a stash of skincare goodies that I play around with when I really needed to take a break. I was always staring at the computer screen for so many hours at a time, and you know, looking at a screen is actually not good for you. So it you know, affects my eyes and my skin due to the blue light that, you know, the computer screen emits, and any kind of electronics that you stare at, whether it's your iPad or your phone, it emits, you know, blue light. So it really did affect my vision and my skin. So I would often take a break. I would mist my face with my favorite skincare toner, you know, drink my kombucha, do some meditation, and rest my eyes for a good 15 minutes before working again. And that's something that really helped center me and kind of bring me back to just being at, you know, peace and serenity. And so also adding pretty plants was also something that I did to create a more zen-like space. And I think that plants are something that is really just something so healing about plants, and it's so purifying. So that's something that I did. And I also bought comfortable slippers. You know, I had to wear uncomfortably high heels throughout the day, and my feet were just killing me. And every time I would go back to my desk, I would take off those heels and just slip my feet into comfortable slippers. That's something that really helps me as well. And so you could decorate your space however you like, add color, add photos, or add anything to your office or cubicle that would, you know, help you enjoy your space, workspace more. And I found that when I intentionally create a space that brings me joy, it really helps me to be more productive. And that's what really helped me throughout the day when I worked at corporate jobs. I was actually a lot more productive in that way when I intentionally created that space.
And that's really, really good, especially if you need to sell this to your boss who catches you in there, right? Doing this, like,
yeah.
You know, the edge, right? And
yeah,
you're dead on.
Making me.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can prove those things.
Sure, yeah. It, for me, personally, it made me work better, made me more productive, and I got more work done, and it just really helped me kind of get through the day when I didn't want to be there. But I think, yeah, if people kind of made intentionally created their space in a way that brought them joy, I think it would make things a lot more bearable at work.
So, Christine, what would be some of the lotions that you might recommend, or a little kit that people could have in their cubicle that Juniper and you provides that would be an awesome thing to kind of bring in for their spa break?
Sure. So my favorite toner, I live for facial mists and toners because it really refreshes your skin, skin up, and especially when you're staring at the computer all day, it's just such a great product to have. You can just spray it on your face and you feel that much more refreshed. Your skin feels hydrated. And one of my favorites is by 5 Yina, the number 5 and then Y-I-N-A. And it's a skincare line that is inspired by traditional Chinese medicine. And it's created with the traditional medicinal herbs. And it smells fantastic. And there's no toxic ingredients. And these things have been made very carefully, and it's a luxury skincare line, and it's one of my favorites that I use even till this day. Every day I use it, I spray it on my face, and that's something that I definitely recommend my friends and family to use, and people love it. Another great product that I would recommend is, I love using face masks, but, you know, when you're in the office, you can't really put on a crazy, like, looking mask on your face. Yeah, you would scare people.
You're like, do not interrupt her. She's got her face mask on. She's on a break.
Sure.
Okay.
But also, I actually use a lot of these, like, body oils, skin oils, and they have a lot of, like, aromatherapy. Oils in there, so it has that, or the essential oil, so it had a lot of therapeutic effects for my mind and my body, and it really kind of calmed me down, and not only did it, you know, moisturize my skin and my hands, but it also, the essential oils really did help me kind of calm my mind a little bit and kind of, you know, it did allow me to kind of heal in that sense, take some time away and just to breathe in those essential oils. So that's something that I really, that I use a lot. And so I guess one of my top body oils that I really, really like is an oil from Prim Botanicals, and it's called The Body Oil. And it's such a beautiful line, and it's inspired by the Philippine Islands. So That is an awesome body oil that we have, and it's one of our best-selling. And another one would be from Molly Rituals. It's also a dry body oil called Sacred Body Oil, and that's one of our best-sellers as well. And, it lasts forever. People that have had that, they've had it for years, and it just lasts forever. And so those are some of the things that I definitely recommend having on your desk. Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, it's interesting because my daughter went for a job interview the other day, and she was feeling really nervous and everything, and she wound up going into the bathroom at the office, and the women's bathroom was all painted in lavender, and they had lavender scent in there, and they had lavender lotions and stuff like that for her to come in, and she was like, oh, this is just an answered prayer. She was able to just really just relax and be in that environment for just a few minutes to just really kind of recenter herself and take a breath. And so when you're talking about that, I mean, that's something you could kind of extend to the ladies' room on an office floor, that they're, get everybody together and have them create this kind of an environment, even if they can't really necessarily paint the walls, depending on their, policies. But, scent, like you're saying, scent is so important. To just kind of have a little bit of that in that room, so it's just it is like going to a little bit of an oasis to give yourself a break every so often, whether it can't be at your cubicle, maybe that's an alternative that you can provide where everybody could be in agreement that there's a place where they all could pitch in on the cost of it or whatever, and then have it where some place where people could have some place to sit down and have a break and hey, okay, you take turns and you could rub my shoulders and I'll rub yours. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
If you could get your workplace to do that, and it's really important, don't worry about if you can't do that. You've got to do this for yourself. And I think when you're doing it and you're getting benefits, people can tell by the look on your face and how you're being, at work, that they're going to go, hey, what are you doing? And so that
I
might
part
start
of that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So not waiting. And one of the things I love, please go to junipernyu.com. And, I'm at the 5YINA spray right now. And what I love is with each of the products you have in the details at Ritual. And I think that is really amazing. I can see people creating maybe little recipe cards for themselves. It's like, what is it that I'm going to try? Number one, you've got to have the stuff there for you. I mean, all the time people say, I would do this, but I don't have what I need to do it. So number one, get some things. Just try at least one thing, maybe for a week. Get one of these sprays and try it for a week. And what I love is you talk about how that it's something that you can use on top of your makeup. So if you're worried about, oh, my goodness, I'm going to do this and my makeup will be all screwed up, that's not true.
Oh, yeah. No, these things are you just spray it on your skin. It's not going to mess up your makeup or anything like that. So.
And I really love another thing with the oils that you could rub your hands. We had a spa day recently that you were part of, and using oils on your hands and then smelling them and really taking that in. And you could do a moment of going to the beach or wherever it is was peaceful for you, even 30 seconds or a couple of deep breaths. Then your hands feel better, your mind feels better, everything feels better. And then I said, I love what you have decorating your environment with things that you look at them and you, we had a nice sight. One of the things that I do is whenever I go to some place that has a beach, that I put my feet up and I take a picture of my toes and right there in the sand. And so I have a couple of those pictures. I look, that was Maui. Oh, that was Virginia Beach. And so when I put the oil in my hands, take those breaths, be in that moment. And I really, one thing I want to encourage you all to do is when you go someplace peaceful and you allow yourself to have that moment, fill it with your body and remember it. Maybe take a picture. So then when you're in that, you want to be in that space, you can look at the picture, take those breaths, bring in that scent. Or that that smell or that sound that's going to take you right back there. Don't wait to make it happen, but put those little things in your workspace, like you're saying, that they're like they're kind of like consciousness, you know, triggers instead of stress triggers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and science has proven that, you know, we need to get up and move every 50 minutes, 45 minutes. So, you know, kind of kind of switching from hour to hour, you know, sometimes getting up and walking around, but other times it could be just like you're saying, you know, put the oil on, let me go ahead and take a break and just shift gears for a few minutes each hour, because, you know, it's definitely a health issue and it's something that could be really healthy for you, because, you know, you can start having, you know, tests. Science has shown that, you know, you start getting heart issues and stuff like that. And here Christine's mm-hmm. talked about the level of stress that, you know, you wind mm-hmm. up having within just being in those environments. You know, you could be the joy agent that just changes your whole floor. It's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be awesome? And it is awesome. Cause it, and again, it's because that fragrance isn't going to just stay in your cubicle. You know what I mean? It's going to, you know. And you're walking around when you're taking that every other hour break, you could be kind of toning, you know, put that facial toner on some people. take a little trip around the floor and pass the joy around. That's a good idea. That's a very good idea. So we've got about 3 minutes left. I would love, Christine, for you to talk a little bit about just some of the categories that you got on Juniper and you. I mean, we've got brain and mood and just all of some of these different things, that toxic, you know, the tonic herbs and things like that you have along with just, you know, with the beauty things. There's all kinds of things, like you're saying, from the inside out, putting myself in a really good space. And we'll be to talk about that a little bit.
Well, and certainly together, you want to have a special offer for our listeners, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's going to be we've got a special code and offer for everybody.
Yeah, so it's an exclusive online discount code for 15% off of your entire order, and the code is TC, capital TC 440. So capital TC 440 is the
really?
Code that you use when you check out.
That's awesome. Thank you for having that available. So, and if you have a hard time remembering that, that's the Transformation Cafe, and this is episode 440. So that's a way of kind of remembering, you know, a couple different ways for the coding. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
So can you tell me a little about these tonic herbs and stuff that you've got available? That sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. So my website is divided by skincare and beauty food, because it's not just about the skin that we have to take care of. We have to also take care of our inner wellness as well. So in our beauty food section, you can shop by concern for brain and mood issues that that you want to kind of elevate, energy and strength, digestion and immunity, skin and beauty. We have a bunch of awesome products to help make you feel better from the inside. So we have tonic herbs, superfoods, things that are really good for your skin, collagen building, tonics, and even teas. Everything is all natural, either natural or 100% organic, or a blend of both. But these have been you know, really, really effective for me personally, because I not only curate everything, I test everything personally, and I actually take all of these wellness products and incorporate it in my wellness, you know, rituals every day, so depending on what I want to kind of work on. So for me, I have a lot of digestion and immunity issues, so I take a lot of herbs and products from my shop, and I use that to kind of strengthen my immune system. And I think one of my favorite things that I like to use is the mushroom adaptogen. It's really, really tasty, and people might think that, oh, it didn't, you know, these supplements might not taste it, but actually a lot of them either don't have any flavor, or some of them are flavored with, like, this one incorporated with cocoa, chocolate. So I put that in my coffees, or you could put it in your wellness shakes. But just a little bit goes a long way, and it really does help with your immune system and enhances your physical and mental well-being. And it's a blend of organic reishi mushroom extract. And so, it's one of my favorite things. I think all of them are my favorite, because I'm such a wellness freak. I love trying all these like wellness blends out myself. But yeah, I love it, and it's been really helping me personally.
Well, I think we're going to have you back to do a whole food. Yeah, we're going to have a food and tea episode about just some of the things you've learned over the years of just these things that are really helping you. So, and as always, our 30 minutes just goes so super fast. So these are some tips and some ideas for your spa break in your cubicle. I think that's awesome. And, you know, thank you, Christine. I just thank you for the discount. Again, that was TC440 for that 15% off if you go to juniperandyou.com. And anything else, Amy, you'd like to add?
I want to challenge everybody to try one thing. You know, it could be that I love the idea of the toner, or it could be the tea, where you take a five-minute break. One of the challenges we're issuing right now, Katie Fitzgerald and I, is that everybody take a five-minute tea break at 3 o'clock every day, where you, you know, really make it a ritual. So, if, you know, and do both. You do the toner and do the tea. And we want to get, you know, everybody knowing that there's other people in the world doing the same thing. So pick one thing and try it. And then, you know, try other things.
All right. Sounds good to me. And again, you know, coming back to this episode, you could record that small meditation that Amy guided you through and be able to listen to that on a regular basis in your cubicle as well. So that's a nice little thing that you could add to your regular program. So thank you, Christine. This is awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure, and I'm honored to be on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go forth and have your spa break.
That's right.
Don't forget.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to thank our international audience, as always, for joining us in. Any questions, comments, anything you'd like to have with information with Ms. Christine's products or me or AIM, just feel free to contact us. And we'll see you next time here at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.